With the Marketplace Morning Report in Austin, Texas, I'm Andy Euler in for David Brancaccio.
In 2014, the water crisis in Flint, Michigan drew national attention to the hazards of lead contamination. Since then, federal and local governments have taken steps to address the issue. The Biden administration has made replacing lead pipes a focal point of infrastructure spending, but Nick Wilson reports that the clock is ticking to replace these pipes in communities across the country.
Most of us take clean tap water for granted, but in millions of homes, that tap water could actually be contaminated with lead.
The main issue with lead is that it's a powerful neurotoxin, and it really impacts especially young children.
That's Charlotte Jameson, chief policy officer for the nonprofit Michigan Environmental Council. She says even trace amounts of lead can cause permanent damage to kids' brains and nervous systems, and a host of ailments for adults, too.
It's really scary. I mean, if you think about it, not being able to trust the water that's coming out of your tap really does impact your daily life.
In 2014, this became a reality for the residents of Flint, Michigan. The city switched its water source, but failed to treat the new water with chemicals that prevent corrosion. And without corrosion control, the city's network of old lead pipes leached the toxic metal into the drinking water. Gabriel Filippelli, the executive director of the Environmental Resilience Institute at Indiana University, says the Flint crisis wasn't an anomaly.
There are 1,000 communities around America that could be a Flint if things go wrong in their water supply.
According to the Natural Resources Defense Council, there are 9 to 12 million lead pipes serving over 20 million households across the country. Eric D. Olson is the Senior Strategic Director for Health at NRDC. He says replacing these pipes is long overdue.
The best thing to do is to pull those lead pipes out of the ground to substantially reduce the risk for millions of people.
The federal infrastructure law provided $15 billion to remove lead service lines. Those are the big underground pipes that connect homes to the city's water supply. States and municipalities are tackling the problem too. Newark, New Jersey already replaced all of its 23,000 lead service lines in just 3 years. But Olson says the $15 billion federal investment is only about a third of what's needed. And Gabriel Filippelli at the Environmental Resilience Institute says property owners could end up footing the rest of the bill.
Replacing this infrastructure will cost ratepayers eventually. So there is an economic impact on you, the consumer of the water, in terms of a higher bill.
And this could be especially tough for low-income communities of color. They're more likely to live in old buildings that contain lead plumbing and paint, and in urban areas that rely on lead service lines. I'm Nick Wilson for Marketplace.